Hey there. If you have been struggling with email marketing or you've been thinking about incorporating email marketing into your business, but you have this pit in your stomach and you're not sure how to do it and you feel like it's going to be so time consuming, this episode is for you. It came up on a mastermind call I was in the other day in a networking group that I'm in. They were talking all about email marketing, and I shared my experience in how I have been able to maintain a Sunday morning brew, how I use email marketing, and the mindset shift I had to make to actually stay consistent. And so I wanted to share that with you today because I really do feel strongly that in today's business landscape, social media is definitely not the number one player like it has been in previous years. Now, there are social media managers out there. There's other coaches out there. There's content creating coaches out there that would tell you that it is. And then there's email marketing and SEO and all these other people that will tell you that email marketing is not dead, right? And I will be 100% honest in saying email marketing is not dead in my business. And I am absolutely trying to figure out how to utilize it more. So before we dive in a little bit, I want to just preface this to say, like, I am by no means an email marketing expert, all right? That is not anything I claim to be. I am here sharing my experience with you, and I want to give you a few things to think about if you are struggling with email marketing or if it's something that is really important to you or something you really want to implement, okay? So that's what we really want to talk about today is the mindset shift around it. And so for years and years and years, I have tried to maintain consistency with email marketing. And I have paid people, I have hired email marketing strategists, I have hired copywriters, I have hired director of operations, I've hired all the people, I've done all the things, I have all the good ideas. And for whatever reason, I just have never ever been able to stay consistent with it. However, on the flip side of that, there are a few content creators and a few coaches and different people in the world that I've, you know, that I have met along the way that I absolutely loved their email newsletters. And so anytime I see their email in my inbox, I absolutely read it. I open it. I click their links. I check out their offers. Right. And so as I was, I think it was the beginning of 2023, maybe. I don't exactly remember, but I really started to take notice of this. And this is tip number one for you is if you are struggling with email marketing or you're not sure what to write or you're not sure how to position your newsletter or you're not sure what to do, the first tip I can give you is think about the people that you actually open up their newsletter every single week, okay? Or anytime they send you an email. Like if you see their name in your inbox, do you open it? Okay. And then take it a step further and ask yourself, why? Why do you open it? So I will give you, there was one person, the reason I always open it is because I just love, A, she's an incredible storyteller. She's a copywriter. So her storytelling is phenomenal. But really more importantly is that she's open and vulnerable and honest. She shares like full launch, like debrief. She'll do a like a yearly review. She shares her numbers. I mean, she's not afraid to just share it all. Like she'll tell you when she's going through a tech issue. She'll tell you if something's going right. Like I just really, really appreciated her honesty. You know what I mean? And I really felt connected to her. And that is one of the things that I always loved about it. And so when I saw her name in my inbox, I was like, oh, let me see what she's up to. I love it, you know? And so the honesty, the vulnerability, the personal touch was really, really important. The other thing too, that she's always done very well, because again, she's a copywriter. She's also in the digital marketing course space. So one of the things that she's done really well is if she was in the middle of a launch, she segments her list very, very well. This is something I am not good at. I do not segment my list very well at all. she has done this in multiple different ways. She's segmented her list. But when she's in the middle of a launch, she always has an opt-out that says, if you are not interested in these launch emails, if this program is not for you, you can opt out right here. I think that is so respectful of your audience, because I can't tell you the number of times I've actually unsubscribed from somebody because they're in a launch period, when it's like, I really don't want to, but their launch emails are so obnoxious. So the other thing that you can do is, obviously, you can just delete them and you can just move on if you don't like it, right? If you really do like the creator and you know they're in launch season, just delete them. But I just, that little touch of just being able to opt out is so, it's not that hard to do. Even I can figure that out in ConvertKit. So if I can figure that out, everybody else should be able to figure that out. But it really does make it nice. It's like, if you're not interested, just opt out. Okay. And then the other one that I really enjoyed was that she always had like a little humor in it. She's a pretty big influencer on LinkedIn. And so she had a segment. The other thing previous to that is that in this other newsletter, this LinkedIn influencer, one of the things that I really loved about it was that she had it in sections. In every newsletter, it was the same. And I really appreciated that. I loved the consistency of it. I loved the simplicity of it. It was like, here's a tip here, or like, it started with a story. Then there was a tip. And then she had like this section on there that was like super, she called her cringe box, because she was always getting like super cringy DMs. And I just loved it, right? And so if you've been on the Sunday Morning Brew newsletter list for a while, you know I used to have a Don't Be a Douche series, which that may make a comeback because many of you have asked me about it. The Don't Be a Douche stemmed from networking, like people that send like super douchey emails or like DMs in regards to like marketing or networking, and I would always just point them out. But anyway, I loved the simplicity of it, right? And so as I was thinking about what do I want to do with my email marketing, I kept those two people in mind, and I wanted to create this combination of a newsletter that was consistent, that had the same sections every week, but also was a personal story, like people that felt like they could relate to me. They felt like they could say like, oh my God, Michelle, I feel the same, like I'm in your shoes, right? And so, but you, I mean, if you've been on the list for a while, you know the Sunday Morning Brew has changed. The sections have changed. But for the most part, those three things that I just felt like these are the things that work really well for me. And I really enjoyed them. And so I was actually, when I first started the Sunday Morning Brew, I was working with a copywriter. And so I would send her everything. I would send her voice memos. She would write it. I would edit it. And then at some point I thought, you know what? This is my newsletter. And I know the story I'm trying to tell. I know the emotion behind it. I know the vulnerability that I'm willing to share. I need to be the one writing this. And so, yes, I write every one of the Sunday Morning Brew emails by hand, by myself, you know, every week. So just know that. And yes, it's a time commitment. Yes, it takes me time, but I love it. I love it. And I especially love it because I get so much positive feedback around it, right? So that's something else to keep in mind, is that if you don't love it, you're not going to be able to stay consistent with it. So if you're thinking about your email marketing, think about like, what do you love? What can you commit to? Do you want to send random emails? Like when you get, you know, these spur of the moment ideas or these thoughts, or do you want to get vulnerable? Do you want it to be more personal? Do you want to use it more for marketing? Do you want to have a really segmented list? I personally use email marketing more as a nurture step. Obviously, I do some selling in my newsletter because we're business owners and businesses run on sales, right? So I don't ever feel bad about selling to my email list ever, but I don't fill it with sales pitches either. But I use it much more as a nurture point. Okay. And I keep my list small. I keep it super scrubbed down. Cold subscribers, I go through every single month and I delete them. I go through and look at my unsubscribes. I watch to see who's clicking my links, right? Like I really, really monitor my email marketing and use it as a nurture piece because I want to see who's looking at my emails. Who else, who do I need to build a deeper relationship with? Who's really enjoying them? And then I usually reach out to them. So for me, email marketing was a nurture. And I think for so many people, we think marketing, we think selling. And that's where people get stuck, is they feel like they have to sell in their email marketing, or they have to use it as launch emails, and you have to have this big long welcome sequence and all of these things. You don't, you know? And look at the way I've changed the way I've done everything, like even with the land freebies and lead magnets. My lead magnet is the Sunday Morning Brew, and I give you guys a freebie every single week inside the Sunday Morning Brew, which, by the way, if you're not on the list, the link is in the show notes, but there's over 20 really great, amazing free resources, because we're at week, whatever, 21 of the year. So, you know, you can do whatever you want with it. What, it doesn't matter. I mean, and that's the point that came up so much in that mastermind conversation, is that email marketing gets to be whatever you want it to be, as long as you are tracking and getting the results that you are desiring, right? So if you feel like you're sending email after email just to say, I checked the box, I sent the email, and you're not getting any replies, you're not getting any clicks, you're not getting any responses, you're not getting any feedback of any kind at all, and it's literally not leading to sales, nobody else is sharing it, then think about, like, why am I doing this, right? And how can I make this better? How can I not just check the box? Because as with any strategy, with marketing, nurturing, or anything, it's got to do more than check a box. It's got to net a return, because yes, email marketing takes time. It takes me probably about an hour to, I can probably get it done in about an hour, especially if I have it planned out. I can write the Sunday Morning Brew, but I mean, it takes me a good solid hour with no distractions to get it out. And so it's not a huge time commitment, but it's a commitment, right? And so it's got to net something. And if you're not getting anything out of it, is it because you're just doing it to check a box and say, I did it? Or is it because it's really something that you love and enjoy, and you enjoy reaching out to people, and you love sharing stories, and you love hearing back from them, right? Like, there's so many different ways that you can do this. The other thing is too, is like, if you don't want to send an email every single week, don't send an email every single week. I know somebody that sends an email every single month, and then once in a while, she sends another little random email with an update throughout the month. Every once in a while, I'll shoot an email off on Wednesday or Thursday, even though I say I send them on Sundays. Like, if something strikes me, or I want to just hit people again, or there's like something on my brain that I really feel like strongly about, I will send an extra email. You know, I mean, I think that's the thing. There is no rules to it. There's no rules, but there are results that you are desiring, right? So with everything, there's a strategy, and with a strategy, there's results. So think about and ask yourself, why do I want to incorporate and start using email marketing? What's the point, right? What is the goal here? Do I want to get to know my audience better? Do I want to sell them, right? Do I want to promote a program? And the other thing too is, with email marketing, it's okay if your list is small. My list is very small. Now, I am actively trying to grow it, and I am testing different products. I'm testing like summits. I did a summit. I did a bundle, and I actually did something very different with bundles. So again, here's where I'm telling you, with email marketing, you can play by your own rules. So if you ever participated in a bundle and you get all these freebies, you know, all of a sudden your inbox starts flooding in with all these welcome sequences. They are so freaking boring and nobody reads them. And you know, even if you do open them, it's like, it's sales pitch after sales pitch of like, oh, you got this free program, now here's how you can work with me, right? And it's just like, I don't know if that actually works. I'd love to know if somebody listening has a welcome sequence that you feel like works so brilliantly that like converts people into clients or books them onto a call or whatever it is. Like, please tell me how you do that. But one of the things that I actually did with this bundle that I recently participated in is they got the initial email with their product, and then they got another email that I do really, this one does really work well. And this came from an email marketing strategist that just says, did you get it? And it goes out like maybe 3 hours after. And it just says, hey, just checking with all this anti-spam stuff. Just wanted to make sure you had access to it and that you were able to receive it. Please reply. Let me know. So it really encourages replies, which is really good for Google and the whitelisting and the spam and all of that. But I didn't put a welcome sequence at all behind the summit or the bundle. And so what I ended up doing is like after the bundle ended, so the bundle ended, I don't remember. It was like a 2 week long promotion period. It was a long one. And like a week after, I sent an email that just said, please don't unsubscribe. And I literally just called it out straight. And I said, listen, I know you just got on my email list because you participated in this bundle. I'm sure your inbox is flooded. I'm sure that you are, you know, here's what you bought. Here's how you got on my list. Like it wasn't even a purchase. It was free. So I reminded them, I gave them the link again to access it. I gave them a couple examples of like, here are ways that you could use this program. It was my rapid fire formula. And I said, but I really want to help you implement this into your business. So if you're open to it, reply, tell me what your business is and let me help you brainstorm ways that you could implement this style offer into your business. And then I just put at the bottom, and if you want to stalk me further, here are the best ways to do it. LinkedIn, my new, the podcast, and a couple other things. I can't remember, but I just gave them a bunch of links that just said, here you go. And I also said, from here on out, you're not going to hear from me, but you will get added to my Sunday morning brew. Because they checked the box that says, by doing this, you say you're willing to whatever. I don't know. It was the GDPR compliant thing. Right. So, anyway, I got only like 4 unsubscribes. And then my first Sunday morning brew that went out to everybody on the bundle, I got like 7 unsubscribes. And my open rate dropped a little bit. But overall, I didn't have a mass exodus of people, right? And so I am nurturing these people differently. So yes, I am sending them little tiny notes that say, hey, just checking in. How are you doing? Did you you know, are you struggling with this program? But I've actually gotten a couple replies. So again, I am using my email list to nurture people. So I don't care how they came in, I want to nurture them. And so when they come into my world, they're going to get a personal note. It's even though it's automated, it sounds very personal. It sounds like I'm writing it directly to them. And that is what I have felt has always worked for me, right? Again, there are so many ways that you can do this, but I just want you to understand that if you don't enjoy it right now, ask yourself, what would make me enjoy this? Why don't I enjoy it? Right? Ask yourself that. Like, what about it do I not enjoy? Do I not enjoy having to come up with a topic every single week? Have you put too many things on your plate? Like, are you trying to send out 2 emails a week? Maybe you only need to send 1. I had a client that recently was doing that. She was trying to like email her list 2 to 3 times a week. Trust me when I tell you, nobody wants to hear from you 2 to 3 times a week. For the most part, we're all busy and like, I don't need you in my inbox 3 times a week. So give yourself some slack. All right. So maybe you just need to reduce it down. Maybe you need to reduce it to every other week. Maybe you need to just not have a set day, because I know for many of us, especially the neurodivergent entrepreneurs, it is late. I am recording this episode late because I had to get it out, and I'm sorry that my brain is a little bit tired, but here you go. Keeping it real. Everything I do, I keep it real. Especially those that are a little bit more neurodivergent. One of the things that is a huge struggle is the like deadlines, like you have to do this on Thursday, right? You want to go with the flow of your energy. So if you want to go with the flow of your energy, then don't set a specific day that you send your email. Just commit to, I'm going to email my list once a week. Maybe one week that looks like Monday, 1 week that looks like Thursday, 1 week it's Tuesday, and whatever. And there is no set. It's just an email, right? I used to do that. That's how, when I looked back at the other way I was the most consistent with email, it was like when I just did it in the spur of the moment, like, oh my God, I want to tell my list this. So you get to do that too. But if you want to create some consistency around it, really go back and think, whose emails do I love? Whose emails do I open all the time? And then ask yourself why. Like, and then just find a system that works for you that is modeled after what they're doing. Because if you are often your ideal client or similar personality, right? So if you do what you enjoy, for the most part, that's probably going to help you also stay consistent, but it's also going, your audience is going to enjoy it, right? And I will tell you from experience, I mean, I love the Sunday Morning Brew and I get so much feedback on it. I actually just had somebody comment on an Instagram post I put up about it that said, I love the Sunday Morning Brew so much. I created my own bit.ly link for it so I could easily grab it and share it with everyone I know. Like, if that is not the best testimonial, I don't know what is, right? So all of this to say, this episode actually ended up going longer and longer than I wanted it to, but find what works for you. I don't know that there is any magic recipe to email marketing. And if you are struggling with email marketing, one of the other things that I have done is I signed up for Liz Wilcox has a $9 email marketing membership. It's phenomenal. Every Monday you get an idea of a way that you could email your list and she adapts it. She gives you a video. She gives you swipe files. She gives you templates. I mean, but the video walks you through how you could actually incorporate it. And like the examples that she gives are wild, like all over the place. So it's not like it's, this is a course creator or a coach. And like the way she implements them is so wildly different for each one that it really helps you think and see like easy ways that you could do this. So again, I'm not a huge fan of templates, but I really do enjoy that membership because it sparks ideas, right? So if you're feeling stuck and it's $9 a month, like, I mean, seriously, $9 a month, it sparks a lot of ideas. So if nothing else in she, it might just get you started. And then once you get started, you're going to find your own flow, right? So just find your own flow that you can stick with, that you get be consistent with and that your people love, and you'll start to see the results, right? So I hope this was helpful. I hope it wasn't too rambly. I'm going to not be self-conscious and re-record this one tomorrow morning. And I'm going to just hope and pray that you guys loved it and it made sense, right? But let's keep it real. Just a little side note on that too, is that we are so programmed for perfectionism and that everything has to be perfect and that you have to have it perfectly edited and you can't stumble over your words and you can't have any brain fog. Guess what? You can. And not all the time, but once in a while it happens, right? And you learn from it. You move on. So if you're feeling like stuck because of that, if email marketing is, if you're stuck simply because you're feeling like it needs to be perfect, stop. Trust me, nobody's striving for perfection. Nobody's looking for perfection. Most people, if you ask them, they don't even like to see perfection because they've said it feels fake. So there you go. All right. I love you. I believe in you. I'll talk to you soon. Are you looking to find more leads, increase your revenue, and convert more leads into clients? Are you frustrated by all the information out there and confused what strategy to implement to truly see results and growth in your business? If so, I want to invite you to a free rapid fire strategy call. In this free 20-minute call, we will dive into your unique business and goals and create a profit strategy customized to you. Let's cut through all the noise and all the bullshit and grow the hell out of your business. Book your free rapid fire strategy call today by going to michelledenioconsulting.com.